Friday, December 11th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Hymn. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer.
Our spirits, by thine advent here,
disperse the gloomy clouds of night,
and death's dark shadows put to flight.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the Holy Spirit, come to us and among us. Come as the wind and cleanse us. Come as the fire and burn. Come as the dew and refresh. Convict, convert, and consecrate many hearts and lives to our great good and to your greater glory. And this we ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Our psalm for today, Psalm 126. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion. We were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the water courses in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced.
Word this morning comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 16. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining for what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us then who are mature be of the same mind. And if you think differently about anything, this too God will reveal to you. Only let us hold fast to what we have attained. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors, and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High. Going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Lars Olsen Skrefsrud. Lars Olsen Skrefsrud was born in Norway in 1840. He wanted to become a pastor, but his family was very poor, and after minimal education, he was trained as a coppersmith. Unhappy with his life, he began to drink heavily. With some drinking companions, he robbed a bank when he was 19 years old. He was caught, refused to name the other robbers, and was sent to jail for 4 years. A girl he had known, Anna Olsen, visited him in jail and had faith in him. In jail, he began to read religious books. After a talk with a visiting pastor, he dedicated himself to study to become a pastor. He was released in 1861 when he was 21 and went to the Gossner Missionary Society in Berlin, which accepted him as a trainee. He worked, studied, and fasted, living for the next 2 years almost entirely on bread, cheese, and water, and prayed, attending church services daily. In 1863, he left for India, where he joined the Baptist E.C. Johnson to work among the Santals of Northern India. Anna joined him a year later, and they were married. The first converts were baptized in a little over a year. And when Skrefsrud died about 45 years later, there were about 20,000 baptized Santal Christians. The Santals were a tribe oppressed by their neighbors. He appealed to the British government to protect them. They were illiterate. He gave them a written language and translated the Gospels into it and wrote hymnals and textbooks. He founded schools to teach them farming, the care of animals, carpentry, and the like. His aim was an indigenous church with its own language and clergy, retaining the native culture. He died December 11th, 1910, and is buried in Santalistan. The Christian community he founded there continues to flourish. Collect for Lars Olsen Skrefsrud. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for your servant, Lars Olsen Skrefsrud, whom you called to preach the gospel to the Santal people of Northern India. Raise up in this and every land heralds and evangelists of your kingdom, that your church may proclaim the unsearchable riches of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayers for those who mourn. Gracious God, as your Son wept with Mary and Martha at the tomb of Lazarus, look with compassion this day on those who grieve. Grant them assurance of your presence now and faith in your eternal goodness, that in them may be fulfilled the promise that those who mourn shall be comforted. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. For the unemployed. Heavenly Father, we remember before you those who suffer want and anxiety from lack of work. Guide the people of this land so to use our public and private wealth that all may find suitable and fulfilling employment and receive just payment for their labor. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Prayers for families. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who sets the solitary in families, we commend to your continual care the homes in which your people dwell. Put far from them, we ask you, every root of bitterness, the desire of vainglory, and the pride of life. Fill them with faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness. Knit together in constant affection those who have been made one flesh. Turn the hearts of the parents to the children and the hearts of the children to the parents. And so enkindle fervent charity among us all that we may evermore be kindly affectioned one to another through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Colic of the week. Merciful God, who sent your messenger, the prophet, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Colic for Friday of the Holy Cross. Almighty God, whose beloved Son willingly endured the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption, give us courage, we plead, to take up our cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. I pray that God, the source of all hope, will infuse your lives with an abundance of joy and peace in the midst of your faith, so that your hope will overflow through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.